Now, newly leaked classified documents have revealed more about the spying activities of the U.S. National Security Agency and its British counterpart, the GCHQ. The latest revelations by whistleblower Edward Snowden show that the NSA and GCHQ have relied on data scooped up from the so-called leaky smartphone applications. According to a document published by the New York Times and The Guardian, the two intelligence agencies have been using applications such as Angry Birds games and Google Maps to collect swaths of personal data about users' age, daily whereabouts, address books, and much more. It also exposed the fact that the mobile app initiative between the two spy agencies has been up and running since 2007. Previous reports have revealed the extent of the U.S. and British government's mobile data collection, which has a global reach. Well, joining us now via Skype from Kansas City is Stu Webb, a columnist and a U.S. federal whistleblower. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Webb. Now, how do you respond to those people who say, as technology develops, the users of these technologies do have an understanding that they will be giving up certain amounts of privacy rights in order to use these technologies? Well, it seems you've hit the mute button on your Skype. If you could just unmute that.
Yes, I apologize. I want to thank you for having me. And first of all, the American government shouldn't be spying on anybody. Nobody should be spying on their own citizens. And we shouldn't be spying on your citizens or any other citizens of the world. And this NSA and the spy games that George Herbert Walker Bush and his son George W. Bush initiated under this false flag attack on America on 9/11 should all be set back. All laws in America should be set back. The NSA needs to be cleaned out, and these neocon Zionists inside that are controlling America and controlling Israel, which is the AIPAC group, and George Herbert Walker Bush, Leonard Bowman, and Larry Mizell, Bibi Netanyahu, all ought to need to be taken to the gallows, in my opinion, after convicted and tried for the attack on America and the killing of innocent people in all these wars that they've created since that time. Now, the spying has been a result of this, and the spying is going to get 10 times worse. The capabilities of the new NSA Utah base are unbelievable. There's six floors below ground. There's one floor above ground. There's more computers on each floor than Washington, D.C. combined has, and their capabilities of flying drones through that thing and their capabilities of spying on the people are not only through their TVs, through their computers, and through their cell phones, as well as their ground lines, but they're able to manipulate people and manipulate their thoughts and their minds, like they did in the Naval Yard shooting incident, where the person that shot up everybody here a couple months back or 3 months back was manipulated by Israeli Mossad. This has got to stop. This NSA needs to be cleaned out. These spy programs are not going to change, no matter whether Barack Obama makes the statement that they're going to change or not, until we get the stranglehold off of America, the Bush-Clinton AIPAC, Leonard Melman crime syndicate, and get the stranglehold off America, nothing's going to change. It's going to become 10 times worse.
Okay, I think you've said it all there. Stu Webb, columnist and U.S. federal whistleblower, joining us via Skype from Kansas City. Thank you very much, Mr. Webb, for your comments here on Press TV.